WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Wings of the Dove is the new movie based on the turn-of-the-century novel by Henry James, the latest film adapted from a James story. Portrait of a Lady came out last Christmas, and Washington Square opened this fall. The Wings of the Dove stars Helena Bonham Carter as Kate. Film critic John Powers has a review.
Back during Hollywood's E.M. Forster boom, some friends and I were trying to guess which great writers were the next to be hot. When someone mentioned Henry James, I scoffed. Too arcane. So here comes The Wings of the Dove, the third James adaptation in the last year. It's a sumptuous and psychologically gripping new movie by Ian Softley, the English director best known for Backbeat, which was about those arcane fellows, the Beatles. Like so many classic stories, The Wings of the Dove is about marriage and money. Helena Bonham Carter stars as Kate Croy, a guileful young beauty who lives in London with a wealthy aunt who wants to marry her off to someone rich. Kate's already in love with Merton Densher, a penniless left-wing journalist played by Linus Roach. But she lacks the courage to marry someone poor. So she cooks up a conspiracy to pair Densher off with her friend Millie Thiel, a lovely, good-hearted American played by Alison Elliott. Millie's a supremely rich heiress with a terminal disease and the desire to taste of the world before she dies. The three go off to Venice together, but Kate's plans boomerang, and by the end, Kate and Densher are never quite sure who's betraying whom, or whether they're betraying themselves. Such complexity is pure James, and it's set up from the earliest scenes, as when Kate and Densher are in his room and talk about getting married.
What if I didn't let you leave tonight? What would happen?
I'd be penniless, cast out of society, and I'd be stuck with you.
Good. Well, we'll open a bottle of something, and in the morning, everyone will know about it.
I'm not good at being impulsive.
Well, maybe if you just fell asleep and I didn't wake you up.
I won't fall asleep. One day you'll get tired of me.
I think it'll be the other way around.
No, it won't.
T.S. Eliot once wrote that James had a mind so fine that no idea could violate it. And if you've read The Wings of the Dove, you know it couldn't be much less cinematic. James doesn't write dramatic scenes. His sentences coil endlessly like boa constrictors, and his characters speak dialogue that ranges from the elliptical to the cryptic. The novel is so refined that it seems to have been spun from mist, which isn't to say that it's vaporous. On the contrary, Wings of the Dove is about big things, sexual desire and social class, duplicity and self-deception. Screenwriter Hossein Amini has brilliantly stripped away the Jamesian convolution to produce a script that's lively, explicit, and emotionally dangerous. In short, thoroughly modern. He and director Softley have updated the story to 1910, which lets them bring in automobiles and an exhibition of racy paintings by Klimt. And though Henry James is somewhere twirling in his grave, they've built the film into a climactic sex scene in which the nudity is thematically and psychologically justified. The filmmakers may have simplified James' tale, but the characters' motivations remain as richly mysterious as the Venice where they ultimately play themselves out. Linus Roach, who played the title role in Priest, has the good looks of a better-read Kevin Costner and a knack for playing men of high principle and uneasy virtue. Virile and suggestible, he captures Densher's rage, bafflement, and disillusionment at being snared by Kate's scheme and by Millie's ardor for life. As Millie, Alison Elliott is good but a bit wan, which is as much Henry James' fault as hers. He always sentimentalized innocent young American women. He makes them too good, and Elliot gives Millie sweetness, but not depth. Luckily, Kate Croy has more than enough depth for any two movies. Ever since she stopped playing nice girls, Helena Bonham Carter has flowered as an actress. As Kate, she's a vision of alluring but ambiguous beauty, a black rose, all bountiful hair and flashing dark eyes. Bonham Carter plays her magnificently, making us feel her seductive blend of calculation and desire, the strangely impacted passion that destroys what it wants in the very act of getting it. Kate Croy is easily the strongest, brainiest, and most contemporary woman character I've seen this year, and it's unnerving to realize that she was created 95 years ago by a man who, even then, was thought to be old-fashioned.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. I'm Artie Moskowain, and this is Fresh Air.